Happy Monday to you and welcome back to the Drivecast. My name's Dean. I'm the lead pastor here at LifePoint, and I do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. And as we're continuing in the book of Ruth in this series called Hand in Hand, we're looking at the intersection of our plans and of God's providence. And I really thought in the written devotional for today that Carrie Holt just did a great job of pointing us back to the rest that is offered us in Christ. She did a great job of bringing out this point that as much as Ruth is consistently serving Naomi, that for Naomi to encourage Ruth in chapter 3, verse 1, to approach Boaz, really Naomi is making a way not only for her own future, but even more so for Ruth's future, thinking about her and thinking about her legacy. So when she encourages Ruth to bathe and put on perfume, scholarship would suggest that's likely symbolic of ending her period of mourning for her husband, who's previously passed away, Mahlon. And that when she approaches Boaz with her feet uncovered, she is inviting his covering over her future, his providence over her future and her legacy. And that in the same way, I think, you know, Carrie makes the comparison that, 1 Peter 5:7 calls us to cast all of our cares before him. Maybe to model ourselves after the woman who comes and breaks the pound of spikenard and anoints Jesus. And in doing so, she is inviting Jesus to care for her, to say that the weight that she has is too much to bear, and that Jesus is worth the most valuable thing that she has and that she owns. And so what I want to do really as we start a new week is give us the opportunity and the space to pray. And so I'll pray first, and I really just want to pray this idea that we're casting all of our cares and our anxieties before him because he cares for us, and that we're seeking his covering, that we're living lives that are submitted and empowered by the Savior. So I'll pray and then give you the opportunity to pray. Lord Jesus, we do come and symbolically, if not physically, kneel in front of you today, casting our cares in front of you, knowing that you can bear them up, that you can hold the weight of them. And God, this is really a confession on our part that in humility we say that we can't, that we're weak over time by all of our cares and our anxieties, but your word says that your power is made perfect in our weakness. So God, we are doing this really as an act of trust that you would empower us today to do what we can't do, to carry what we cannot carry, to be aware in the middle of anxiety and worry and fear of all that you can do through us. And God, our prayer is that we will live in that awareness of the reality that you are always aware of us. We are grateful for any way we get to be part of your plan. Now you take the opportunity to pray.